everyone, and yes, we are back for another episode of the Kiki Queen, brought to you by me, Luke Bias. Now let's get the fuck into it, okay? As you can see, it is the last Friday of the month, which therefore means it's time for my monthly read, bitch, okay? And we're about to read the month of February, girl. And let me talk to you about February. Let me talk to you about Miss fucking February, girl. Ugh, there was plenty of moments. There were plenty of moments. First of all, just have to start off by saying February was a square month, bitch. She started on a Monday. She ends on a Sunday. She was exactly 28 days. She was 4 weeks. That is so satisfying to every part of my motherfucking existence. Like, I can't even begin to say, like, oh, that's just so satisfying. Like, when I look in my calendar, I'm just like, girl, she fits, like, perfectly. It's just really stunning. Really, 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 really stunning. Maybe that's weird. I don't really know. But I think other people feel that type of way, right? People feel that type of way. And anyway, that got me fucked up this month. So, fuck it up, sis. Fuck it up, February. Love that for her. Love that for me also. And quite a lot happened in my life. But, like, also maybe didn't. Like, I don't really know. No, I do know. I do know. I do know. And I'm going to be, like, I got my notes gone. Of course, she made her notes throughout the month. Of just, like, things that made me feel a moment. Things that took my attention. Or things that just got me fucked up. And I'm going to share them with you. The audience might be a bit gaggy. As always, gaggy at the mouth. You know me. So don't get, like, confused or gagged by the loss of just, like, thread running through this. Who cares about a thread? It's queer. Like, we love a thread. Let's be really honest. We do love a fucking thread. Anywho's, I'm like, okay, where am I going to start? Where am I really, 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 really going to start? Like, where am I going to start? So actually, like, I'm not really one to watch so much TV. Like, I don't really have the attention span to sit in front of, like, a movie. And also, like, I kind of feel like I could be doing something better with my time, which is not even true, because, like, you can learn so much from the TV, or it's just, like, pleasurable, and then, like, that's so worth it. But, like, for some reason in my mind, I feel like I'd be doing something better, like cleaning. And if you know me, bitch, I love to clean. Like, God, if I could vacuum, like, 12 hours a day, I would vacuum 12 hours a day. It's just so satisfying. But anyway, this month of February has been a month of TV. Like, I have watched so many things, and I'm just really, like, gagged. And I'm just gonna share with you, like, some of the things that I have been living for. First of all, like, I randomly stumbled across, well, I didn't stumble across, it was on my, like, a YouTube suggestions page. And it was this, like, Life in a Day 2020 documentary. Oh, my God. So, basically, they did original one in 2010, 10 years ago. And then they did it again. And basically, like, it's all filmed on one day. And, like, they just put out an open call, I guess. People film their day on that specific day. Bitch, why are we texting my baddies? Why are you texting my baddies? Ugh, when I wasn't rudely interrupted by people trying to get at my baddie. So they film it all on one day, like, people around the world. And I think, like, on this one, like, this version, 2020 version, whatever, there was, like, I don't know, like, over 100,000 videos sent in, like, from all over the world. I think it was, like, 132 countries. Oh, my God, girl. Like, go and watch it. Go and watch it. Go and watch it. Like, this is everything. Like, it, like, made me feel so many emotions. Like, I was so, like, I laughed. I literally cried. It touched, I mean, obviously, we all know 2020 was a year of just, like, bamboozlement, pandemonium. So it's very humbling. It just made me feel like a humble girl, okay? So I would, like, really recommend that. But I laughed, I cried. Like, it literally showed everything from, like, birth to death to love to breakup to just laughter to just joy to dance to, oh God, I don't know, girl. Just watch it. Like, it really was everything. It was really, really everything. It's free, girl. It's on YouTube. I guess it's like a YouTube, is it YouTube Red? YouTube Original? I don't know. Life in a Day 2020, bitch. Go and watch it. Go and watch it. Go and watch it. Like, I really, like, she got me fucked up. I even watched it twice because I was with some friends and I was like, bitch, we have to watch this. It's just, it's a lot. But I really, really, really recommend it. Maybe you've already seen it and maybe I'm just talking shit. But that's what you're here for, right? But also, what else did I watch this month? So as I told you, girl, I love that true crime shit, girl. You know, fucking Detective Fierce, Inspector Luke, she's there. And let me talk to you about the Cecil Hotel. Bitch, the vanishing at the Cecil Hotel? Crime scene? The vanishing at the Cecil Hotel? No, girl. I sat 4 hours in front of that shit. Didn't move once. Like, literally, I was like, nope, I'm here for this. whoa, that is fucking wild. Like, what the fuck happened at the Cecil Hotel? What has been happening at the Cecil Hotel? Like, what is that? Oh, God. And, like, it was a phenomena. Isn't it a RuPaul song? Phenomenal something. I don't know. Phenomenal woman. Anywho's is, there was, like, the disappearance in 2013, but, like, it has a long history. But, like, I didn't ever hear it in the news in 2013. So, for me, I was like, wait, what? This is all new. Like, this is new news, honey. It's the new news for me. The new news. Yeah. I mean, okay, it's, like, very sad because, like, someone died in the program. Okay, that did not sound very, like, sincere, but, like, I do mean it. I'm just, like, my energy level is a little bit chaotic right now. But there's so much in that fucking documentary, like, what the fuck is going on in LA? Like, they literally have a designated area for, like, oh, God, for people that have, like, come out of prison, that are, like, drug addicted, that are homeless, that have, like, another high grade of crime. And, of course, like, targets mainly, like, BIPOCs. And, oh, my God, it's just so bizarre. But, like, this area, Skid Row in LA, oh, my God, that shone a light on, like, LA County, whatever's, California government, whoever makes that, who made that area what it is. Like, that's so... I'm literally gagged and gooped and galled. Like, what? Fucking crazy. Like, watch it. Like, watch it. The Vanishing at the Cecil Hotel, bitch. The Cecil Hotel. Oh, God. Like, she really got me fucked up. Like, I can't even speak more about it. Like, my mouth is moving at, like, 100 words per hour right now. Words per hour, girl. It's not even fast. Anywho, says true crime, bitch. Love it. Get into it. But it also, there was another fucking true crime, bitch, that I watched. The Night Stalker. Oh, girl. That shit got me petrified, bitch. I'm not scared normally, right? I'm a bad bitch. I ain't scared about nothing. I ain't scared about no one. Bitch, I couldn't go to sleep. Like, I was literally like, I felt like I was a child again. You know when you, like, run from the bed to the bathroom and, like, you feel like someone's constantly behind you or, like, you're scared to close your eyes? God, that was me after watching this Night Stalker. Also set in LA and also has, like, a really, really horrible connection with also Cecil Hotel. Like, oh, God, Netflix, they really be cashing in on that, like, moment. But, bitch, the Night Stalker, if you haven't watched it, like, by all means watch it. If you're into that, I mean, I don't know, but I just don't know who isn't. Like, it's just so gripping and, like, gooping that you're just like, oh, goop me by the booty. Like, yeah, the Night Stalker literally cannot stop. And, of course, RuPaul's Drag Race UK. I'm actually, like, not an avid, like, RuPaul fan. Like, I don't watch it, like, continuously. I don't, like, watch it every week. Like, I'm just, like, not really... Yeah. And people find this weird, but, like, people always put it on me that they think that I should love drag. I love drag, actually, but they think I should love RuPaul's Drag Race. And then I should just watch that. And, like, that's my only understanding of drag. And me being me and my personality and my existence. They believe that I'm a drag queen. And I'm just like, I'm not. I'm not a drag queen. So yeah, people are always pushing that on me like, oh my God, you don't want it? And I'm like, no, I don't. But RuPaul's Drag Race UK, girl, this season 2, oh wow. Oh wow. I actually just happened to watch the very first episode with a friend. Like, I wouldn't have normally gone for it. But they got me hooked, girl. Those queens be sickening. Obviously, top three has to be like, I don't know who will win. Out of the, okay, top two is definitely Bimbi Bamboolash and Taste, girl. Like, I don't know who's going to win between the two of them because they are both just sickening. Like, I just gag and die for them both. But, like, my top three is, of course, them two and Uhura. I feel like other people say, like, Lawrence Cheney, but I don't really live for Lawrence Cheney. So, yeah, I don't know. I love Uhura. She's kind of just, like, she's really a bitch. And she's got, like, such pouty lips. It's just, like, so much. I hate her eyebrows, though, Biedemure. Like, those painted on eyebrows, they're just giving me slugs. Like, they're giving me leeches. They're leeching. I hate it. But, you know, if that works for her, then do you, boo. Just don't do it on me. And I guess that was my kind of, like, TV roundup. Like, no one needs to, this is not TV guide. Like, you don't need to come here for the TV guide. But I guess, like, what else has been going on? What else has been going on? I've been living for pears. That's so bizarre. I'm, like, one of those people that, like, I'm not really against fruit. Like, I'm not against fruit. Like, I like it. I just don't really seem to buy it. You know, like, if it's available, like, in my vicinity, then I will eat it. But I don't go, when I'm at the supermarket, I'm not like, oh, let's go to the fruit aisle. You know? So it's very rare for me to have, like, fruit at home in that sense. But pears? Oh, God, I have been loving pears. I don't know if it's, like, pear season. Like, is it pear season? Maybe someone can let me know. But, like, the pears have just been, like, extra juicy right now. And, like, I love pears because, like, I mean, I love them at all states. Like, I love them from when they're, like, not quite ripe and they're kind of hard and, like, a bit like, like, I love that. But I also love them when they're, like, ripe and, like, perhaps overripe and they're just, like, really juicy and really sweet. Oh, God, I've been loving them. Because you can cook with them also, right? Like, I love cooking with pears. I love a pear salad. I love just eating a pear. Yeah, girl, pears, right? I don't know if that has any relevance to anything, but that's what I've been fucking loving this month. Okay, it's the fucking pears for me, bitch. Like, really, really, really. And in terms of music, honestly, like, if you have not been listening to LSDXOXO's Dying For It, then you haven't been dying for it, and you will die for it. Like, sampling fucking Pooja, iconic. I have been bopping to that non-stop. In fact, I've been feeling like a little bit of cabin fever at times throughout this month. Like, I don't know, I do very well by myself. Like, I'm quite a homebody, actually. I'm both like a very sociable body but also quite a homebody. But something, and like in lockdown I've been quite fine with, yeah, like managing my life and my time and my existence. But something about this month, like I felt like cabin fever like a few times, and I was just like trying to, you know, you have to, like, how'd you get out of that? And, like, music was giving me everything. I mean, it was definitely a little high everyone moment. And I was just, like, dancing my body, moving my body, and my house girl to my, with myself. Just making all sorts of, like, cute cocktails, cute high everyones, and just really, like, whining off my body. And I was, like, really, like, LSDXOXO's track was giving me, like, the club. Like, I was, like, this is the club. And it's just iconic because it's fucking Pooja, okay? Like, it's not a joke. Like, it's not a joke. It's not a joke to me. It's not a fucking joke. It was serious. It's real. It's real. The bop is real. So if you haven't heard it, by all means, go and check it out. It's released on Floorgasm label. You can find it on SoundCloud. I don't know why I'm doing PR for this gig. But anyway, I love it. Stunning. Get into it. Get all the way into it, bitch. Die for it, literally. But I also have been, like, tracking back to, like, Blue Control. She's an icon. She's been an icon of my life. Like, God, are you fucking kidding me? I grew up listening to her. And now I'm just back to it. Like, I can't stop. Hit 'Em Up Style? Are you kidding? That's literally the track. I mean, of course, Breathe with Sean Paul is, like, the epitome of Blue Control. But Hit 'Em Up Style, bitch. I literally dream about having a monogamous relationship and him cheating on me. Just so I can, like, reenact Hit 'Em Up Style, and I can sing it, and I can feel it even more in my bones than I already feel it in my bones. You know? Bones. Now, bitch, we can't go anywhere without talking about this motherfucking weather. Like, we can't. Bitch, what the fuck? Literally, global warming, Miss Thing came through, like, 40 degrees difference. Like, what the fuck? It went from minus 18 to, like, 18 degrees in the space of a week. Like, not even, like, 4 days. Now, child, oh God, the snow this month, bitch, no, what am I doing outside walking my dog in minus 18? God, I couldn't even, like, I literally couldn't even hold the lead because my hand was literally frozen. This was just fucking gross. Like, this was fucking gross. Like, I just could not handle it. But to be honest, like, you know, I told you, like, Paco hates the snow, but, like, when it was, like, the fresh snow, like, when it was, like, fresh snow, I guess, and it was, like, light and fluffy and a little really cute. He was living for that. Like, because he was just, like, springing through it. Like, if you follow me on Instagram, you would have seen probably I put videos. He's just, like, springing through it, and it's really gorgeous. But when it starts to melt, and then it gets, like, kind of, like, slushy and kind of, like, icy. Because I'm icy. Yeah, very icy girl. He hates it because it's just, like, I think it's, like, kind of wet then. And then he gets, like, very cold. And it's just, like, right, he gets super dirty. And it's just, like, the whole bit. And I'm just, like, oh, here we go. So that was a bit traumatic. I definitely had to, like, up the, like, in-house games and activities because I was like, bitch, we ain't doing that. Also, me, again, slipping and sliding my raggedy ass bitch on the ice, girl, on the ice. But I didn't fall. I never fell once. But that's because I'm a bad bitch, girl. And I was always thinking, like, if you want to walk a catwalk, you know, when you're being a model and you want to walk a catwalk, the best way to train for that is to wear your heels in the snow and in the ice. And don't miss a beat, girl. You better keep walking and then you get your balance. So that's what I was doing every time I was thinking outside in the snow, walking in my heels. So I guess I'm ready. So if anyone wants to book me for the show, I mean, probably, like, I guess Dior, they're not listening to this, but, you know, hey, or Valentino, Couture, hello. But yeah, the snow. And now she's hot. Like, now she's warm. Now she's in spring. Like, pff, I have no idea. It's going to drop again another 10 degrees, like, next week. So, yeah, just take it as it is. My wardrobe is just getting very confused. Like, I'm turning my heating off, and then I'm turning it back on in the evening. Girl, I don't fucks with this at all. But I'm just waiting for, like, the real spring to come. Because I heard we're in some, like, fake spring that happens every year. I have no idea. I'm not the weather girl. Maybe I should become the weather girl. No. Oh, I ordered, again, a lot of shopping this month. Like, I just don't know why. I think it was the part of the cabin fever, you know? Like, I just could not stop. You have no idea. But, like, I ordered my dream jacket. It's the dream jacket for me. And it's coming. I actually think it's coming today. Bitch, I'm so excited. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? You bitch is gonna be fucked up when you see you, bitch. Anyway, yeah, I fucking love it. Like, can't wait. I mean, I don't even know. Like, maybe I hate it in person. Who fucking knows? I'm actually drinking, like, decaffeinated coffee. Yeah, I feel like I just drink way too much coffee these days. So I'm just trying to, like, down. And I love the taste. This is so weird because I actually love, like, using my Bialetti, I guess it's called. I don't know, for, like, caffeine coffee. But decaf, I love instant coffee. That, bitch, that is the definition of being, like, bougie trash, okay? That's me. Now, in the news, there's been a lot going on in the news. And, of course, a lot of shit. President Biden. Okay, now, bitch, we need to talk about President Biden. President Biden. You got some explaining to do, girl. Like, what in the Wendy is going on with the 26,248 migrants deported in the first 29 days of office? Oh, now when we look back to those, do you remember that 100-day pledge, girl, that was talking about at the end of January, girl? Miss Biden promised zero. Y'all know tea. What's going on, Biden? What's going on, Biden? Not cute. And we need to keep a keen eye on that. And I feel for all those families that have been broken, torn apart, and just, like, abused by a system that they thought would protect them, and a presidency that they thought would protect them. Like, someone that promised that they wouldn't do that, and then they do it. The bamboozlement. We just got to start calling him President Bamboozled at this point. Just like we had President Peach. We can have President Bamboozle if he wants to continue this way, Miss Thing. No. So let's, like, keep our eye on that. And I'm sure there are petitions flying around, or will be. By all means, look for them. By all means, sign them. By all means, donate to families that have been affected by this. And, like, keep your eyes peeled. Don't let them pull the wool over your eyes. I don't know if that's the saying, but we're just going to go with it. I feel like every week I say some sort of saying that I'm just like, I'm not actually sure if that's it. But that's generally my brain. Like, that's my brain. Do you know what's also in my brain constantly? You know, when Shakira and J-Lo did the Super Bowl? Oh, we could talk about the Super Bowl. Was it the weekend? Yeah, I didn't watch it. Like, I mean, I don't... No, girl. It just looked like a gaggy mess from what I saw on Instagram. I don't know. Maybe you're a stan. I'm not really. Like, I just don't really care. But when Shakira and J-Lo did it, and then Shakira's like, hola, Miami! That's in my head constantly. You can't understand. I'm going to sleep, and it just says, like, hola, Miami! Love that. Love that for Miami. Can't wait till I'm back in Miami so I can just shout, hola, Miami! There is, of course, the, like, world's largest protest happened in India, the farmers, and, like, the world, like, they shut off, like, some of the internet, and the world just, like, they became, like, contactable. They became, like, I don't know, like, removed from the grid. And, like, whoa, there is plenty of petitions going around, and I encourage you all to Google that. Oh, and if you don't know what's going on, get the news. As I said, I'm not your news channel, and I try to keep this under 30 minutes. I already spoke a hell of a lot about bullshit, so let's just try to keep that tight. Keep it tight. But Google it. Read and find out what the fuck is going on in India, and, like, how the people are being treated, and find those petitions, and again, find those fundraisers and donate, honeys. We are a global world. Also, India is my second, it's like joint second top listening country with the UK. How interesting. Like, I think I know like three people in India. So that's like stunning. I'm like, thank you, India, for the support. I see you. I feel you. And I'm just like living for your support on of my side. And now it's my time to support you and everything that's going on in your country. And use this platform to spread that to others, girl. Look into the countries, okay? Look into the countries, see what they're doing. See what's going on in their news. I know that we are all the center of our own universe, but like, that's a little tired, okay? That's a little tired. I think we need to expand that. I'm just making a few cute little moments. I feel like I can't stop talking like this because I keep watching Schitt's Creek and I'm just like, that is my show. Like, that got me fucked up, bitch. I could watch that endlessly. And I just love how they talk. Like, it's just so hilarious. So if I'm talking like that, that's why. That's why, bitch. There was, of course, this, like, gag. I mean, like, I feel like I'm just, like, speaking on things that I think you should all know. But, like, Michaela Cole. Well, where are the nominations? Where are the nominations for I May Destroy You? I mean, literally. White mediocrity, black excellence. Make it make sense. Because I don't know. Stop cheating dark-skinned black women out of things that they deserve. Because I May Destroy You, world-changing. Like, are you fucking kidding me? I don't got no tea to talk about it, but you know what you can do is you can, if you have not already, go and, like, buy or download I May Destroy You. Go and watch it, stream it, and do it, like, as most legally as you can because, like, that helps anyway with, like, rating and watching and blah, 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 making money. At least get her some coins, girl. You're not going to get... But who cares anyway about, like, awards? Because you know what? The awards are always going to be in the white view. So a continuation of just, like, overlooking black talent and just celebrating white mediocrity. Is it mediocrity or mediocrity? I have no idea. She's been saying mediocrity. But it's the mediocrities for me. Well, actually, no, it's not, girls. The mediocrities for y'all white girls. But any hoosers, Google it, as always. But I'm just like, think about really what that means. Like, it's not just, like, missing out on a nomination. Like, really, it's a history. And it's, like... It's not the first, and I'm sure it will not be the last. So maybe we need to look into it. Maybe we just need to start boycotting these shitty things and celebrating more the things that actually celebrate inclusivity and diversity and include black voices, especially dark-skinned black women. Ugh, purr. Right, everyone. As I, like, said earlier, like, flashing back, like, I'm just, like, jumping subjects here. Like, as I told you, it's gaggy the mouth, girl. Just get into it. Cabin fever, right? Like... You know, like, it can really have, like, an effect. I mean, lockdown really does have the effect on yoga. I don't know. I was going to try and put out, like, a mental health affirmation, but, like, I don't really know how to do that without sounding, like, not the moment. I don't know, girl. Just, like, don't get me fucked up. Just don't get me fucked up. I definitely had some, like, mental health moments. Like, definitely had some little dips, but I definitely also had some highs. I definitely had some high every once, but I had like this really like blissful moment the other day. Like the sun was out. It was so gorgeous. I was with really gorgeous company and you know, like where everything just feels like right, where everything in that moment is exactly calm and like you're exactly content and it's like pure bliss. It's like for a second, it's like blissful ignorance of that, like you don't really know what everything else is going in the world. Like you can kind of just forget about it and forget about your own struggles and troubles just like disappear. And it's like this pure moment of bliss. Oh, I had that and it was just like really stunning. And it's kind of very rare, actually. Like, it does not happen to me all the time. Like, no. Like, I could count on a hand, I guess. Yeah, it was blissful. I hope everyone's been having anal sex. No, I'm kidding. Based on the last podcast, I hope. I got some really wonderful messages of support and encouragement and made people apparently feel a lot more at ease. And that's just absolutely gorgeous because that's what I'm here for sometimes. Yeah, I'm like, what else has been going on? I've been shopping the house. I said that already. Yeah, I've just been like working just doing my thing, just living my life, existing. And like, I guess March is coming up, girl, and the trial of the murderers of George Floyd, well, at least one of them. I think the other three is happening in June. Anyway, like this, like March, girl. So keep on watching. Like, give it the intention it deserves. Like, y'all bitches out without there posting all sorts of want and whatever's on Instagram, like in May and in June or whatever's. Oh God, don't, because I see some of you stop, girl. I see some of you stop. But y'all better bring back the heat, girl. Bring the heat back to the kitchen. And you better share and just give all the attention, because this cannot continue. And we need you. And you need us, honey. You need us, absolute. So yeah, like, I guess March is coming. We're going to see. Let's see. I mean, I had lockdowns kind of easing. And, you know, in England, they want to have the club back open by June 21. June 21, the club, like, what? Like, this is, I mean, I don't know. I mean, sure. Do I believe it? No. Sometimes I feel like they have to put out, like, a sense of hope when they know it's not the tea. Because I'm just like, when does it becomes, I have no idea. I don't know about Germany, though. I don't know. I didn't see anything about the clubs, about the club. But yeah, I still did not get vaccinated. I'm dying for it. Like, I'm literally like, how do I get it? How do I get it? Like, I don't know if Germany is being slow or not. I feel like England, I have no idea. I have no idea who's doing good or who's doing what. But bitch, I want that vaccination, girl. Like, you can't even get me fucked up. Like, absolutely. How would I rate the month? But how would I really, 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 really rate the month? Probably like, oh, I don't know. Like, it was kind of chaotic. But if you know me, like, I am chaotic. Like, I've accepted that a part of my existence is chaotic. Like, a great deal of my existence is probably chaotic. And I feel like February was, like, a very chaotic month in that sense. Like, I was all parts of me. The best, the worst, the high, the low, the high everyone's, the bi everyone's. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I would rate it, like, oh, is it better than January? I think it was better than January. Oh, but the snow, girl. Oh no, I think she's a 7. I think she's also a 7. I kind of hope to, like, have, like, a progression. But I just feel like when you consider the snow, girl, bitch, no, she was a 7. She was a fucking 7, girl. Fuck her. I sometimes feel like I want a husband. Like, really, I might just start taking applications for a husband in March. Should I do that? Is that sad? Am I alone? Anyway, I'm rambling. Like, I'm rambles. I'm Rambo at this point. So that was my month. I think it was kind of bullshit. Oh, I ordered some really cute shoes. I'm really bad at taking care of shoes. Anyway, bitch, I'm fucking rambling. Like, after all is said and done, bitch, be sure to come back next week and kiki again with me, the motherfucking Kiki Queen. Good. In the meantime, you can always get at me on Instagram at Luke Fierce, where my legs and DMs are open for all of you. Mwah. She's run out of power, bro. I got nothing left for you. Expensive cunt only.